It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm very glad you're with me today, because I have some very special friends to show you. Here is a picture which will give you a little bit of a hint as to what those friends might be. Do you know what that's a picture of? A mother lion feeding a lion cub. Baby lions are called cubs, you know. There's another cub back there sitting beside. See if you can find the daddy lion. There he is, with his big mane, you know, all that hair around his face. Looks like a great big beard, doesn't it? That's the daddy lion. So that's a whole lion family. Well, we don't have a whole lion family for you to see, but we do have, well, you just come to the porch with me, will you? Because I'd like you to meet two little friends. Here they are. Did you guess that they might be lion cubs? Well, they are. It's a brother and a sister. This is the sister here. Would you like to come? Would you like to come out? Lion cubs are so different from great big lions. We could never have great big lions here.
No.
There. That's the sister. She likes to walk around and explore things. That's how they test out their claws, like that. Let's get the brother out, too. Come on. There you are. Fine boy you are. You're so soft. As they get older, their fur will get stiffer. And their legs will get longer. And their tails will change, too. Oh, I must protect this little one. Here. Don't want you to fall. Come on, come on. No, don't want you to fall. You're talking. Let's talk a little together. Sometimes you don't want people to bring you back. Rather go exploring. They're from the neighborhood zoo. So different from big lions. Just the way kitties are different from cats. Come on. Come on. Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you. Thank you for letting us see these cubs.
I knew you liked animals, Mr. Rogers. Mm. It's time to take them back to the zoo. It's almost time for their feeding.
Well, this sister likes to go exploring all over the place.
They're curious animals. She's going right down the steps here.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you could never do this with a great big lion.
No, sorry. Well, before they wander away, I better put them in their cage and take them back to the zoo.
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
All right, let me see. I'll come over in there. Come on there, Juliet. There you go, Juliet.
That one's Juliet, and this is the brother.
That's Romeo.
Oh,
right,
okay.
In there you go, Romeo. Put you right in.
Hi, sweetheart. Yes. You'll have a lot more room when you get back home. Yes. She enjoyed it.
There we go. We'll make sure the cage is locked. And a speedy delivery back to the zoo, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Good day to you. Speedy delivery.
Good day to you. Real live lion cubs. I have something inside that I'd like to get. Would you wait out here for me? Maybe you'd like to pretend that you were a lion. A lion or a kitty or anything. While I'm gone. Just listen to some music and pretend what that sounds like, okay? I'll be back in a minute. What did you pretend you were? So many things in the world, aren't there? Now, this is a picture of an angry-looking lion, a ferocious-looking lion, that this little girl is thinking about. She's just pretending that. Mm-hmm. But her pretending and her wishing doesn't make this really happen, because wishes don't make things come true. And this is the music over in here that goes along to the song. One time I wished that a lion would come and eat up my house and my street. I was mad at the world, and I wished that that beast would stomp everything with his big heavy feet and eat everything with his big sharp teeth and eat everything with his teeth. But that wish certainly didn't come true, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. When you wish for something scary, it doesn't come
true. Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Officer Clemens,
how are you?
Great to see you.
It's good to see you again.
Welcome home. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you. Sure, I will. Visit with you a little bit.
How's your new work?
Just fine. Sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't, but I keep working at it.
I think that's the way it is with everything. Sometimes you like something that you're doing and other times not so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will you come inside to visit?
Sure, I will.
Good. A special visit from Officer Clement.
Sure is nice to be visiting with you again, Mr. Rogers.
Boy, we're glad you stopped by. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
I suppose you've learned a lot of new things.
Yes, I have. Would you like me to sing you one of the new songs I've learned?
Oh, we would like that, yeah.
Why don't I sing for you Una Furtiva Lagrima? It's an aria in the Italian language.
Italian? Oh, that's a beautiful language. Do you know anyone who speaks the Italian language? Oh, it's a beautiful language. If you find anyone who does, ask them just to speak for you in Italian. Okay? Would you sing us that song?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, you're going to get up for it.
Oh, yes. I'm going to do a little bit of the staging that I've learned to do when I sing this aria.
Oh, good.
Una furtiva lagrima negli occhi suoi spuntò. Cercando io vo, che più cercando io vo, mamma, sì mamma, lo vedo, lo vedo. Si può morir, si può morir d'amor. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much.
Oh. You know, sometimes when I'm really feeling grand and singing well, I imagine that I'm singing for King Friday.
King Friday the 13th. Would you like to make believe a little?
Yes, I would.
Why don't you have the honor here of bringing the trolley
okay.
into the room?
I always like to do that.
You know, this is the one that does.
Let's see it.
Good.
Hello, trolley.
There's the trolley.
Hi, trolley.
Stop it.
Oh, I gotta stop it.
That's it.
How have you been?
You know, we've been pretending that King Friday the 13th wants a waterfall at his castle.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Who's making it for him?
Oh, Handyman Negri and Don Quixote.
Wonderful. You know, I've always wanted to be a waterfall singer. Could I pretend that I'm singing beside the waterfall?
Oh, that would be great, a waterfall singer. Sure. Would you pretend with us that Officer Clemens is going to sing beside the waterfall when it's made? Okay?
Okay.
Would you have the trolley then take us to the neighborhood of make-believe?
Okay.
In.
See you, trolley.
Yeehaw, here comes the trolley.
Trolley? There's the trolley. That means that you gentlemen have 137 and a half seconds left to finish this waterfall.
I think we can make it, King Friday.
Yeehaw, this was a colossal big job, King Friday.
It certainly was, piping all that water from someplace else over to this garden. Oh, Donkey, did you see that little piece of pipe with the...
That's right here.
There it is, thank
That's
you.
It. That's the one you want?
Oh, this ought to do it.
Good.
120 seconds left.
Yeehaw. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Waterfall singer, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
But you sound like Mr. Rogers' friend, Officer Clemens.
Well, I am King Friday, but I'm also a waterfall singer.
Oh, I see. Well, then, meet the waterfall mechanics.
How do you do, handyman?
Hi there.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
Fine. They seem to be in a hurry, King Friday.
Yes, they have only 95 seconds to complete the waterfall.
Yeehaw, how does it look to you?
Well, I think it's time that we tried it.
Should I go home and turn on the windmill?
Good idea. And we can keep in touch with one another with our walkie-talkies.
Yeehaw, that's right. Mine's just like yours, and I have it at home.
Okay.
Well, goodbye, King Friday.
Okay. What's the matter? Did you give up?
Oh, no, sire. Don Quixote is going over to someplace else to turn on the windmill so that we can see if the waterfall is working.
Oh, I see. Well, good fortune to you, Don.
He's already gone, King Friday.
Oh, I see. What are you doing? It's all so complicated.
Castle in make-believe calling someplace else. Come in, someplace else.
What's the difficulty there?
I can't get in touch with Don Quixote. Castle in make-believe calling someplace else. Come in someplace else.
What did he say?
I can't make it out. Come in someplace else.
Yeehaw, here I am. All set to start.
Okay, good. Start the windmill.
Yeehaw, okay, handyman.
I'd like to broadcast on that contraption.
Certainly, sir.
This is King Friday the 13th speaking. Greetings to the world.
Yeehaw, this is the world speaking. Greetings to you. Now let's see if your water falls.
Oh, yes.
Is it time to sing yet, King Friday?
Not until the water begins to fall. I imagine you'll hear torrents of water coming cascading down the mountainside. It should be spectacular sight for the eyes and sound for the ears.
Is it coming?
It's starting to flow.
Yes, I can barely see it, though, or hear it.
Well, sire, as soon as the windmill picks up speed and the pressure builds up, we should see more water flowing by.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, there's more of it. Yes.
Oh, better and better, Don Quixote.
Yes.
Don't you want to come on over and see it?
I'd better stay here and watch the mill.
Yes, well, hand me the walking talking.
Yes, sire. Yes.
Yes. Congratulations, donkey. Excellent work and just on time.
Thanks, King Friday.
Yes.
Is it time to sing yet, King Friday?
Absolutely. Sing to the waterfall.
Eine Mühle seh ich blinken aus den Erlen heraus. Durch Rauschen und Singen bricht Rede Gebraus, bricht Rede Gebraus. I will kommen, süßen Mühlengesang. I will kommen, süßen Mühlengesang. Und das Haus wie so traulich, und die Fenster wie blank, und die Sonne wie helle von Himmel sie scheint, die Sonne wie helle von Himmel sie scheint. Alt Bächlein, liebes Bächlein, war es all so gemeint. Alt Bächlein, liebes Bächlein, war es all so gemeint. War es all so gemeint. War es all so gemeint.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
What's going on here? Is there something I should know about?
This is my waterfall, Fairchild. A real waterfall.
Oh, well, who are you?
I'm the waterfall singer.
Well, what got you all so interested in waterfalls here?
Falling water, Lady Elaine, and Don Quixote's windmill.
You mean the windmill's making this thing work?
Right. As long as the windmill turns, the water will keep running.
And are you going to sing beside it all the time, O.C.?
As long as there's falling water, I'll be glad to sing of falling water.
Oh, boy.
Compliments to the king who wanted it, to the handyman and donkey who made it, and to the singer who sang beside it. Royal compliments.
Thank you, King Friday.
Compliments. Thank you, Lady. Oh, here's the trolley. Oh, trolley. Look, the waterfall is working, trolley. Look at that.
Lovely.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Marvelous waterfall.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So you sang beside a waterfall. The waterfall's finished, too.
Yes, and the falling water goes like this.
Have you ever seen water go like this?
In a straw?
Mm-hmm. But there's something in the kitchen I'd like to show you. It's okay. A way we clean the aquarium for the fish. Now, I'll show you what I mean. This is called a dip tube.
Okay.
And you put your finger at the top like this, and when you put it down in the water and the dirt come up like this into here. So that's water going up because of the suction. Then when you're finished with the water coming in there, then you let the water out and the dirt stays in there. You see, try it, huh?
Okay.
Hear it?
Yes.
Sort of like a vacuum cleaner along the bottom.
Look, it comes up.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Now the water goes out. And the dirt stays in.
Yes.
See?
Do it again?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get gravel in it.
Okay.
See the dirt in there?
Yes.
Like a filter.
Yes, I can see it.
Would you hand me that bowl over there, please?
Yes.
Now, see, so just take it apart and dip out the dirt, and then your filter's clean again.
Right.
So that is a kind of water that goes, I mean, it's sort of like a straw, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Without the bottom, that much.
Mm-hmm. When you have pets, you need to take care of them like this. Keep their places clean and feed them.
Well, Mr. Rogers?
Wouldn't you like something to eat?
No, thank you. I'm really going to have to go. But why don't you and your family come to dinner with me tomorrow?
Oh, I'd like that.
Then I'll call you later on about a time.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We enjoyed your visit and your music, Officer Clemens.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow. A special man. These fish are small, and they live in water. The lion cubs and their parents are pretty big, and they don't live in water. But they all have to eat to live. Fish and lions, all the living things. Bye, fish. See you tomorrow. Just thinking about Officer Clemens. I bet when he was a little boy, I'm sure he liked to sing even then. I bet people said to them how proud they were of him. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have anybody say that he was proud of you? Well, I'm proud of you. Just for who you are. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you,
I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be, discovering each one's specialty. Is the most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. I do hope that you're proud of yourself. There's lots for you to be proud of. Mm-hmm. And the prouder you are of yourself, the prouder you can be of people around you. Yep. And it's so important to find out what's special about each person that you know. That is the most important learning there is. Yep. Well, we'll do more things tomorrow, you and I. I like to be with you. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You've made it a special day for me again. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. I'm proud of you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.